Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Grace Rogasola standing by, caller 9 at 844-999. Ola will play profile this in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, it says, is Alexa a conspiracy theorist? Someone asked their Amazon Echo what chemtrails are, and the answer they got kind of made it sound like the whole conspiracy theory about airplanes dumping chemicals on us is legit.
It's a mind altering.
Oh my.
Why not? I would program her to say just the word.
The Earth is flat.
Yeah. Why not?
When did the moon landing happen?
We never landed.
Is it just starting to read the first article that comes up that it searches for as far as chemtrails?
Chemtrails are a conspiracy theory. That's not their actual name.
You know what? That's a good point.
So if you ask what chemtrails are, it's going to come
right
up as a definition of crap.
Because it's water vapor.
And it starts with a C.
Contrails. If you ask what a contrail is, right, it'll probably answer what a contrail is. If you ask a chemtrail, that's what it is.
Yeah.
According to a new survey, they found the chain restaurant that teenagers like to visit more than any other.
Ooh, chain restaurant teenagers.
I'm going to go still Cheesecake Factory.
That's not a bad guess, man. I'm going to guess Fridays.
Ted, any guesses?
I mean, based on price, I guess I'd say Applebee's.
Oh, you guys are way overcomplicating this. Chick-fil-A.
Oh, Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
Oh, damn it. I count that as fast food.
Yeah,
like Friday's Chili's, those are chain. Yeah. I mean, you're right. It is a chain.
Mm-hmm.
People do sit down and eat in a Chick-fil-A.
Because it's that good.
Yeah,
that's right.
They got that sauce.
How about that sauce, huh?
A single mom with five kids is set to graduate from law school in Texas next month, and she's graduating with honors.
And the first thing to do is sue her ovaries.
Mm-hmm. Oof. Yeah, probably.
Five kids.
Five chillins. And she made it through law school.
You know
so
why?
So everybody else has zero excuse.
No, it's not that, man. Listen, the flip side of this is I have kids. I'm going to tell you why. Because she got to get away from the kids. Got to go to school.
Somehow.
I got to go to school. I'm going to take the most difficult freaking thing there is to buy myself some time.
Sorry, honey. I have to go to class.
Yeah, I got to go to law. Sorry. I'm sorry. It takes a lot of studying.
A new survey found only 13% of Americans don't like grilled cheese sandwiches.
You know what? They're delicious.
They are.
So I would always think that a select
bread,
few.
And then it's
and
melted.
Even if you said, I don't like this kind of cheese, you can say, well, I'll put a different kind of cheese in there.
There's a million different cheeses.
Still a grilled cheese.
And they even talk about the most popular types
of
cheeses
kind
of to
bread.
Use.
You can say, well, I could use this kind of bread then.
What's the most, I'm guessing, what, American cheese?
Velveeta.
Ted, any guesses on the most popular cheese to use in grilled cheese?
No.
Kraft Single.
Cheddar, guys. You gotta put cheddar cheese in there.
I would go. Well, I just feel like most people go for American cheese.
Yeah, I think a grilled cheese.
Yeah, American
is American.
Came in number two.
And then
I go cheddar.
To me, I say fancy grilled cheese if it's anything else.
Havarti
says the most popular types are cheddar, American, Swiss, provolone, and pepper jack.
Oh, provolone, I'd mess with.
Yeah,
that's
man,
good.
That is good.
I'd do any of those, man. I'm not gonna lie.
I like them all.
And 66% of people say that if cheese was suddenly banned where they live, they'd move.
Would you put blue cheese in a
grilled cheese?
Not only blue cheese. Like if I had maybe some mozzarella to
have you ever gone to Canada and got one of their pizzas and they put blue cheese on it?
Is
part
it
of the
only
mix?
Blue cheese?
No, it's part of like a three cheese.
I'd do that, yeah.
It's different.
Heinz sells a mix of ketchup and mayo called Mayo Chup in the Middle East.
In case you can't mix your McDonald's special sauce yourself.
That's fry sauce. Right. That's
they
fry
do
sauce,
it for
right?
It.
And they just put up a Twitter poll where if they got 500,000 votes in 5 days, they'll bring it to America.
Okay, so wait a minute. Hold on, let me think. I've never been to a place where fry sauce was something that was like in a bottle or you could always order fry sauce, but that was the place's specialty sauce. It was fry sauce.
Yeah, because they're mixing a ketchup and mustard.
So they're just
in
mixing it in-house. There's nobody who brings a pre-made
ketchup
bottle
and mayonnaise.
Ketchup and mayonnaise, a fry sauce.
My only problem, like, look, I don't care that they're doing it, but I would sell it in smaller quantities for one reason. Sometimes you just want ketchup or you just want mayonnaise. Like, if you're eating a bologna sandwich, you probably don't want ketchup. You want your mayonnaise. right? I mean, how many times do I want both in the same place? That's all.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it's easier just to mix it as needed.
At my high school, the first 2 years I was there, like, you could get fries, right?
Right.
So they had a big vat of mayonnaise next to the ketchup, and everybody mixed ketchup and mayonnaise
sure.
together.
Yeah.
But it got so out of control that they took away the vat of mayonnaise.
Oh! One bad apple spoils it for everyone.
Less than 1 out of 10 people have their childhood dream job, according to a new survey.
Huh, I heard that.
Yeah. I'm guessing that's because 9 out of 10 want to be superheroes.
Yeah, I mean, like,
it's
your
superhero.
Your dream job, it's a dream job, man.
Right.
Come on.
Most common dream jobs are?
Successful actor, celebrity.
Athlete.
Yeah. Pro athlete, number one, musician or singer and teacher.
Well, then good luck.
Teacher?
Right?
I mean, nothing against teachers. It just seems like odd company
when
you're
saying athlete.
Musician, pro athlete, yeah. or
LeBron
teacher.
LeBron James, a second grade at, Quirks Elementary School.
And, you know, and teachers easily get paid the best out of all of them.
That's right.
I always wanted
They're
to be...
They're the least important and get paid the most.
I always wanted to be utility infielder. So I don't start many games in the major leagues. I'm just on the bench. Wearing the cool costume or wearing the uniform.
Utility player.
Yeah, utility player.
I am.
Shagging I'm not responsible,
flies.
But I'm on the team and I look cool.
Maybe DH every once in a while.
Shagging flies and shagging chicks.
God. A man in Australia filed a workers' comp lawsuit a few years back because he said his boss was bullying him by passing gas on him.
Oh, really?
Maybe I should find... he wanted $1.4 million, but a judge just dismissed the suit.
Judge basically said if you walk up and fart on someone for years and years and years, it's not bullying or harassment.
Trust me, Miles looked into it.
I believe it.
Throws a fart on him for 12, 13 years.
Oh, dear.
It's like, I could be rich.
A KFC employee in Pennsylvania was fired last year after he demanded that his coworkers and bosses call him sir.
Mm-hmm.
And then got in an argument with
Was he the boss?
He's a KFC.
No.
He wasn't. He was an employee. He wanted his boss to call him sir.
I got more coming up, man, with Profile This.
Ah! Yeah. Then he got in an argument. Yeah, okay, I'll let you. We'll cover that one in about 5 minutes. Well, not even that. Two.
I just love the story.
Two.
Yeah, I know you just hired me. You will call me sir.
I mean, I want to be called King.
Oh, I love this. Apparently, the hot
new
the hot new trend in plastic surgery.
You're not even gonna be able to get it out. Why don't you wait? Why don't you wait to the last story to do that?
It's cankle reduction.
Oh. I thought it was going to be something else from earlier.
That's not surgery. The other one...
I thought you were going nipples on this one, right?
No, that one's not surgery.
The nipples are coming up later.
You still got time for nipples.
I don't think so.
We got time for nipples.
I was once in a conversation where two dudes were talking about cankles.
Yeah.
And that girl walked up and said, "What's a cankle?" And the guy was like, they pointed at her leg. I was like,
God. Oh, no.
That is harsh.
It says it'll run you around $5,500 to have the fat sucked out of your voluptuous calf ankle region.
That seems a little bit expensive.
Oh, my God.
Cankle. $5,500?
I mean, how much is liposuction? I guess it's that much. I figured it'd just be liposuction in the area that you would like fat removed.
Would you bathe with cankle soap?
What I'm saying is, if I had really bad cankles and I knew it and it bothered me enough to the point where I wanted to get it,
great cankles?
I would go to a guy and go like, "Dude, can you suck the cankle meat out of my ankles?"
A man in Washington not only broke into a home while owners were on vacation, but he upped the ante and pulled a D-bag move.
What's that?
What was that? I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike. Headlines are coming up 1 hour from now. First, the game is on.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throhill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people, and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Mason. Welcome to the men's room.
God
Hola.
Damn.
Oh,
man. Oh, sounds like a dry riverbed.
I just farted in
a
dry
third
riverbed.
World country where flies don't even buzz.
Where's the spray?
Jesus,
I don't know.
It's right here.
Toss it over.
Oh,
God, it's right there.
Damn,
I'm holding it hostage.
That is so dirty. That is so dirty.
He couldn't even, like, sit over there for the first half of the week because his butt hurt.
So that is correct. Dirty.
Then he goes to the doctor's
right.
And he's so excited to start farting on
him. Dude, my ass has been freed.
I think that fart came out the other hole.
Man, I don't
I like everybody to be free, but your ass is locked up.
The side shoot hole. I'm just finding out about this next.
Mm. Yeah, we can't even sue him.
Nope. Not bullying, man.
All right.
Not friendly.
All right, there. Mason, you understand how this year game is played?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. Here's your story. Now, look, there's only one person in the KFC empire who's going to be called by a formal title. Obviously, it is the Colonel. Everyone else, you're SOL. Now, a guy got a job at KFC in York, Pennsylvania, but it didn't go well, mainly because, as Mike said, he demanded that you call him sir. He was not the manager, but he wanted his coworkers and his bosses and every other person to call him sir. Then he got into a huge, loud, and profanity-laced argument with his bosses during a meeting. He then demanded a raise. I mean, this guy, now he's on fire, right? So he demands a raise. Finally, they just decided to fire him. There's no word if they said, you're fired, sir. Anyway, he applied for unemployment, but his bosses told the court the entire story behind why he got fired. And a judge just ruled that he was fired for good reasons and will not be getting unemployment benefits. Do you believe that the man who would like to be called sir is black, white, Mexi, or Jew?
I think just based off of how entitled he sounds, he's probably white, but...
Do we have an age?
Let me double check. I do not have an age, but I believe he's older.
I was going to say, is the guy 70 years old? York, Pennsylvania. It's a strange little area.
It is a...
It's a weird... Yeah.
It's a strange area.
It is.
It's just hard to explain.
It is.
We've all been there, but like,
I can't really put my finger...
The band Live is from there, and they have a song about it called S-Town.
They have... You know what they have? Don't they have outlets? Is that why people go there for, like, pots and pans?
My buddy went to school there. I don't know. We always hung out at the gas station, the Toms.
All right. Yeah, there's not a lot there.
But it is a pretty good mixture of...
Right. Yeah, it's a good mixture of people, but all the people kind of suck. It's not that they suck. They're just, I feel like York's where you go and you're just in a bad situation. It's like purgatory.
Mm-hmm.
You're not quite in hell. You're not in Scranton, but still you're there. Things could be better.
Do we know the name?
I have the name. I will not share it.
Uh-oh, that's a clue. That is a clue. That is a clue. But it could be any clue.
It can go, right.
It could be Barry Goldstein. It could be Angel Hernandez. It could be John Doe or
Jamal Washington. Yeah. Right. I mean, like,
it's giving it away.
I'm just saying his name to me. Anyway, to me, I thought it was pretty obvious.
I mean, I'm with you. The call me sir sounds white, but the fact that he's going for it all and says, give me a raise too, makes me think it might be black.
All right, Mason, what are you thinking? Final answer.
I'm thinking white, final answer, just based on how much you demand it.
If he's black, white, Mexican, or Jewish next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Our profile this, we head to a Kentucky Fried Chicken in lovely York, Pennsylvania, and a employee there who demanded to be called sir by everybody, his coworkers, his boss, you name it, probably even the customers that came in there. Either way, he fought with his boss and then ended up going in and telling him he wanted a raise. They fired him. He goes to get his unemployment. KFC shows up and they say, look, man, this guy was just really hard to deal with and he wasn't very decent. So the judge denied his unemployment.
That's right. And Mason, we asked you, did you believe this guy was black, white, Mexi, or Jewish? And you went white and said, man, he sounded that entitled. Come on.
Oh, no.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, wait, hold on. What was his name? Because you wouldn't give the name. The name was the tell.
Deion Sears.
Okay, all right.
Black guy.
Deion.
Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
There's a ton of good... excuse me. Still a little musky. there's a ton of good rivalries in sports, right? So when you look at the NFL, you know, when I grew up, it was Washington and Dallas. I think the last few years, a few years ago, you had Seattle Seahawks and the 49ers. I know you guys were Ravens fans. So
anybody with the Patriots in the AFC was good. The Steelers.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who the Patriots' actual like super rival is.
Well, nobody really in their division. More
Steelers, Ravens. Honestly, yeah. I mean, just the idea that the Steelers are always the other team in the AFC.
Yeah,
and then the Ravens just always played them tough. That's all.
Yeah,
because they kill everybody else all the time.
Right, and then you look at college sports. You can have Miami, Florida State for football, sure. Duke, Carolina. So in baseball, and let's be honest, Red Sox Yankees is arguably one of the biggest rivalries there is. Right
in baseball, yeah. Other than the Cardinals and the Cubs,
but I mean, I think it's sports Giants overall. Red Sox Yankees. Yeah. I put it up there with like Michigan and Ohio State, right, which they simply call the game. So the Red Sox and Yankees certainly always kind of hate each other. There's no love lost there. There's been many brawls over the years. So even though, it's not that deep in the season, it was time for a little fisticuffs.
And that's why he gets drilled here. And he slams the bat. Now he's making a move. And here he comes on the run. And now fisticuffs. As Kelly's being tackled and punches being thrown. The dugout's empty. Here come the bullpens again. Punches and tackles. And we're going to see some ejections after this one. Kelly just about undressed.
Yeah, Kelly got a couple of licks in.
All right. Good time. So go to the Men's Room Facebook page and watch this video. Because what I really like about it is that... So what happened was one of the Yankees players slides in the second base with his cleats up.
Right.
And poor form. So then obviously they're going to hit somebody the next inning. So when he hits that guy, that's the first sound you hear is it hitting his back. And then you hear him slam his bat. But I like the pitcher just goes, all right, well, bring it. Because it didn't look like he was going to charge the mound initially, but when the pitcher, go to the Men's Room Facebook page, watch the video.
So he wasn't going to charge the mound. The pitcher's like, no, charge the mound.
Because he like slams the bat and he looks pissed, and then the pitcher legit goes, come on. And then, boom, it's on. So the benches had already been cleared once, nothing happened, but at this point, now it's really on.
I just love hearing the crowd in the background, man.
Yeah, you can hear them subtly chanting, Yankees suck, too. But I mean, baseball... As far as a brawl goes in baseball, man, I think one of the craziest ones ever was Yankees Red Sox years ago. What was his name? Don Zimmerman. Now, Don Zimmerman was a coach for the Yankees. He had been a player a long time ago. Don Zimmerman looks like my father. Kind of a short, older man.
Don Zimmer, I think? Was it just
Zimmer? Don Zimmer.
Don Zimmer, yeah. Right.
Very round fellow, though. And he ran over to I don't know what he thought he was going to do to Pedro Martinez. So Pedro Martinez just kind of like brushed him away by his shoulders. And Don Zimmer went tumbling down.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I mean, that to me, and I remember Pedro Martinez kind of caught some grief from it, but it's like.
What did you expect him to do?
What are you going to do?
Like, he could have beat the piss out of him instead, right?
Right.
It's like, man, just get out of the way. Get out of the way. Yeah, you gotta get yourself hurt, man.
Right, and the way baseball does it now, the Red Sox and Yankees got to play like what 50 more times this year.
Oh yeah, I mean,
I still remember Nolan Ryan when he was 80 years old. He just guy charges Nolan. First of all, no matter who you are, no matter what the deal is, I think it's tough to charge somebody of that type of royalty based on where he was at that point in time. Like Nolan Ryan was iconic. He was still throwing an occasional no hitter for amazing stuff. But he's also a huge dude,
right.
And he's Nolan Ryan. It would be, I don't know. So he charges Nolan Ryan, and Nolan Ryan just stands there, I mean, like John Wayne. Like, you know what I mean? Just like no fear, and the guy comes up, and he just, just connects on the first pitch. It was amazing.
Yeah, he puts him in a headlock and starts punching him.
Just starts drilling him in the head. You're like, God almighty. It's like your grandfather just kicking your ass.
Right.
Bring it, Sonny.
Yeah, exactly. Like, good luck.
Well, and that's another, we've talked about before on the show, like, baseball has all those weird unwritten rules and this and that. It's like, all right, enough with it. But also, like, that's one sport I don't blame guys for running after the pitcher. Like, he's hurling that thing at you.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. He could hurt you.
He could hurt you with it.
Yeah. That's another one of those things in baseball, too, right? Like, there are certain ways you hit guys. Now, he did it properly because he hit him square in the back.
Sure.
The nicest way would be to hit him on the bum.
Mm-hmm.
But you throw it at somebody's head, then it's you've crossed the line.
Yeah.
Yeah. Baseball's got a lot of stuff going on
it's
there.
It's kind of like getting in a fight, and then you put the ground rule. All right, no tickling, no pinching, and no punches to the face.
And that, as you said, is a retaliation for another unwritten rule that happened the half inning before when the guy came in with his cleats up.
Yeah. Either write some down or just let it go.
Right. Write it down, Ben.
Right. You broke the unwritten rule. Like, It's not a real rule.
There's a lot of that in baseball, more so than any other sport.
Oh, 100%.
That I know, anyway.
Yeah, the other games have rules.
they really do.
If you really hate it that much, we're going, don't do it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, any other time, if two NBA players got into a fight, and they've been jabbering back and forth all game, if they get into a fight, the refs are still jumping in there like, no, T's everywhere, you're either going to get ejected, whatever the deal is. Like, you can't do this. Well, even the umps know the unwritten rules. So when the guy gets plucked in the back, the umps know, yeah, we know why. So they're in charge, but they're like, yeah,
we understand.
That's the unwritten rules we use.
Yeah. Well, hockey's the best. Because I like hockey. Sometimes, you know, they'll just be like, you want to fight? Yeah, let's fight.
All right, you can let them fight for a second. And say, all right, not on the ground, not on the ice.
My favorite is when it's right off a face-off. It's like as soon as the face-off, they just drop it and start fighting.
Like the game has to start.
Enough.
Yeah. And, man, when you see those goalies skate all the way down. Right from the net, and then it's like the goaltenders are into it. That's a good fight.
And they got 80 pounds of crap on, so that can't be easy either to get in a fight.
One of the best things I've seen, man, just as far as bench clearing brawl, this is years ago. John Madden is still an announcer on TV. And I just remember it was the Rams and it's the Cowboys. I don't remember what happened, but I mean, the bench is clear. And you saw 53 NFL players from both teams. They are throwing punches. Like, it got bad, right? But you hear John Madden laughing through the whole thing. And it just seemed kind of out of character. You know, Summerall's like, oh, this is... So Madden finally, he says, look, he's like, show the replay again, but show this other camera angle that I saw. So they show, and you couldn't help but laugh. So all these guys go on the field, and they are, I mean, trying to kill each other. The two kickers from each team, you see them literally looking for each other. Like, they weren't going to fight anybody.
Yeah.
But when they found each other, man, it was helmets off. And it was like the two guys that weigh 150 pounds, like, all right, man, look, we'll fight each other. But I mean, but it took them like 15 seconds to find each other in the melee. They just threw a punch at anyone, nothing. But when they found each other, it's like, all right, let's go.
Yeah.
And Madden, he could not stop
laughing. And anymore, those guys aren't that small.
No. But I still think they should only fight each other. That's self-preservation.
That's fair.
Well, my brother, man, I asked him. I said, look, honest to God, when these guys, not just getting a little scuffle, but when they are pissed, and typically it's linemen, because God knows more's going on there than you know, right? And these guys are 350 pounds. They are effing angry at each other. And you got six guys going back and forth. And I said, man, your little ass has to run in there and solve the problem. And he said, man, you just hedge your bets on one thing. Because my brother would tell you, I have no business trying to break up 3,000 pounds of men in a fight. You just hedge your bets if they put their hands on you. Like, they're suspended 4 games. He said, that's the only thing. But he said the dangerous thing, and he said, and this is my brother, says the most important thing you do when these giant-ass athletes, and, like, they are hostile at this
point. They're also 23 years old.
They need to approach them from the front. Because he said the mistake you might make is when you go to, like, grab their arm from the back.
They don't know if that's a player pulling them off.
They just assume it's a player. And he said, man, like, when they elbow you, it's different than when they actually elbow a teammate. He's like, for me, it hurts. I'm an old man. I am not athletic like them. I am not strong like them. So he's like, I don't know. It's almost like engaging a wild animal. You must approach the angry football player from the front. Make eye contact so that he knows that it's you. Because if you put your hands on him and he doesn't, he might kill you.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I like that. NFL works well.
Yeah.
I like soccer, but they touch the refs way too much.
They do, but the refs let it go. I kind of like, you can at least plead your case, even though it never, ever works.
Yeah.
But they'll still listen. You know, you can say, I don't deserve it. And they go, yeah, well, I'm doing it anyway.
If you're a fan of C-SPAN or C-SPAN 2.
No such thing.
Wow.
I thought they got rid of the second one?
No. I'm saying there's no such thing as a fan.
It's like the government channel.
Yeah, no such thing as a fan.
Yeah, you can watch stuff happen in Congress.
Nothing ever actually happens.
Right, you could watch the hearings.
I mean, like, you can watch the place where nothing gets done.
So Mark Zuckerberg, you would know him from being the owner of Facebook. Much more popular, but it turns out a little meaner than Tom ever was.
Here's what everybody's been trying to tell you today, and I say this gently. Your user agreement sucks. You can spot me 75 IQ points. If I can figure it out, you can figure it out. The purpose of that user agreement is to cover Facebook's rear end. It's not to inform your users about their rights. Now, you know that, and I know that. I'm going to suggest to you that you go back home and rewrite it. And tell your $1,200-an-hour lawyers, no disrespect, they're good. But tell them you want it written in English, in non-Swahili.
Not Swahili.
So
we all know the Facebook is an African company.
I will say, he caught heat for saying that. I think he randomly picked Swahili.
Of course.
Yeah, like, on that one, I'm like,
why are you going to catch you?
Right.
You know,
here's his point.
When Facebook started the Congo, it was originally written in Swahili.
But here's the thing. I would have anyone that complained about it, can you read Swahili? Because if you can't, he made his point.
Right.
Come on, I'm all Clooney. I mean, come on.
But the other thing, too, is like, and I agree with him when he says your agreement sucks, right?
But of course it does.
But, I mean, let's be honest. You got a cell phone, whatever. The agreement sucked for all of us.
But you also don't have to sign it.
Right. But I also think it's funny, because if there's one thing no regular human can read, it's a goddamn tax code.
Right, I know, right?
Or any kind of lawyer speak.
It's
all mumbo-jumbo. It's very difficult.
But I just like when he says, I'll do this as nice as I can, but you know, this sucks. Yes.
I mean, that's why a lot of the reasons the contract attorneys keep their job. They speak a language that only they can understand.
They can explain it to you real easily. Mm-hmm.
Like, because why it's don't easily you say explainable, that? But if we write it backwards, then, you know.
That's pretty much it, right?
It's basically, just think like every lawyer writes like Yoda if Yoda was writing a novel.
If Yoda spoke Latin.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
We come to this court, I see.
Therefore, here too. Therefore,
we must be here for this.
What does that mean? It means, oh, hey, man, if you sign your name here, you win $100. Yeah. Why don't you write that?
Because I would have job no.
In the year of 2018.
You mean,
yeah. 2018?
Yeah. 2018.
1820 it is.
Oftentimes, I will play some clips, excuse me, of Alex Trebek when he's on Jeopardy. So this is just a nice montage of Alex Trebek, you know, doing his thing and rapping.
I made the change from a common thief to up close and personal with Robin Leach. Rapped this notorious guy,
Barry. Who is Notorious B.I.G.?
Yes. Don't push me, because I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Rapped this pioneering grandmaster.
Eric. Grandmaster Flash.
Correct. Another plane, another train, another bottle in the brain. The Beastie Boys rapped in No Sleep Till Here. Eric.
What is Brooklyn?
Brooklyn, correct. In Nothing But a G Thang, this doctor rapped, Never Let Me Slip, because if I slip, then I'm slipping. Mary.
Who's Dr. Dre?
Yes.
It's a rap 2000.
Public Enemy. You go ooh and ah when I jump in my car. People treat me like this Hall of Fame L.A. Lakers center. Mary.
Who's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Yes, and I don't know why that's making you laugh so much.
Because you said it. Right? What are you laughing at?
What a category.
Oh, man.
I'm laughing at you, Trebek.
I would pick that category just so he would read the clues.
And they give you pretty blatantly honest things.
This doctor.
Right?
Alex, I have news for you. You don't know. You don't need to give that much.
To a little kid looking up to me, life ain't nothing but bitches and...
I ain't saying she a gold digger.
Oh, but he did that one.
No, he didn't.
But he left out the line.
Obviously.
Okay.
See, I ain't want
I'll
no broke.
Say it. You want me to say it, okay.
Are you kidding
me? I've been waiting for this moment for a long time.
No, that's how this came.
I'm Canadian, too.
This is how it came up, is that a couple weeks ago, they had a line from Gold Digger on the show. And then somebody was just like, you know, he's been doing a lot more of these. I think he even dropped a Britney Spears song the other day in reference.
Well, people are probably finding it more entertaining than the stale, stagnant stuff.
If you want my body and you think I'm sexy, come on, baby, let me know.
I want him to do, like, maybe some updated, just, like, hardcore stuff.
I want him to do, like, old Eddie Murphy. Mm-hmm. So just put it in your mouth.
I know you, Eddie.
Funny thing about Canada, I just learned recently, watching a show, Matty Matherson, he's a Canadian chef.
All right.
He has a show on Viceland, right? So he goes around to different parts. He hasn't traveled the world quite like Action More Bronson is for
okay,
F That's Delicious. But Dead Set on Life is the name of his show. So he was in Quebec. Now, we all kind of, I don't know about you guys, but I feel like in the States, we kind of have this idea that, like, Quebec and, like, the French Canadians are a little hoity-toity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he goes to get poutine, and the guy in Quebec was like, yeah, I've never had good poutine outside of Quebec. I was like, damn. Like, I figured if he was talking about America, he was talking about the rest of Canada.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay. That's why the rest of Canada talks about Quebec that.
Quebec, though, you think with the French cooking, it would be superior. I would guess. French culture.
Montreal?
Yeah, Quebec City, Montreal. Oh. I would just not that Toronto wouldn't have good restaurants or other cities wouldn't have good restaurants, but you would think, from the French culture
most
standpoint,
people I know that have been to Montreal swear by it.
Oh. You know what? Now I feel like I missed the opportunity to name my daughter Quebeca.
Quebeca.
Which is Quebeca. No, I don't have a list, but he just loves Canada. I'm Quebeca.
Just
to ruin her life. Quebeca.
I speak French, yes.
Picture Elmer Fudd saying Rebecca or think of Canada. Quebeca.
I've been all about Canada. I've been rewatching the Trailer Park Boys.
What are they? Is it Netflix? What are they?
Yeah, they're on Netflix now.
Okay.
Years ago, they were on Showcase, which is like the HBO of Canada.
Yeah.
And then they went, and then that show kind of left, and then they started their own thing, like SwearNet.com. And then basically Netflix gave them money and said, all right, we'll fire it back up.
It's funny because they call it Trailer Park Boys. Like here, we just call it Alabama.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, good for those guys.
Yeah, and I don't think that is the, I don't think Trailer Park Boys is a great example of real Canadian culture.
Oh, Jesus, man. You got to wrap this up.
That's going to be bad.
We
got to
open up that
you
door.
You don't know that.
Well, we can't make time go faster, but it sure would be nice.
Roseanne dominated again last week. 15 million people tuned in to see that show again.
Good for them.
Yeah, they're getting it done. You might wonder about sports. NCAA championship game over on cable was obviously the top show. 13 million people watched that one between Michigan and Villanova, which
seems like the number should be bigger. I don't know why I think that, but that's what I think.
I still think it's insane that the national championship game is on TBS.
Right. You do all this other stuff everywhere, then TBS. I wonder how much they paid for that, though.
I don't know. It just seems wild to me that the, you know, like, you can't watch it on regular network TV.
Mm-hmm.
Because the national championship game for football is always going to be on ABC with ESPN or something.
Who owns TBS? Is it CBS? I mean, I don't know, but
TBS has to be CBS.
I would just
because CBS owns March Madness.
Okay,
and then they put it on because some of the games were on like what True TV.
They're all over the place. Yeah,
yeah. But
wouldn't
TNT.
You want to put that game on your flagship network? Because if for no other reason, man. I mean, look, the only reason they do anything is to make money, and your money comes from sponsors. And I would just think the amount you can charge on network TV for the game and the NCAA tournament, like. I don't know. I mean, look, I'm not in TV. What the hell do I know? But it just seems like that'd be a bigger money.
Well, the tournament was great up until it got down to the final few games.
Miles, I agree 100%. I was just about to say that. Like, one of the best tournaments like I've seen in years. But, man, that final game just wasn't even close. Villanova was head and shoulders above everybody that whole tournament.
But isn't that part, like, if the tournament is outstanding, then the worst thing that can happen is that one of the contenders stays strong because you know.
They're going to take it.
Right.
The right team will.
Right. They're going to annihilate everyone else.
All right, Ted. Thank you. We appreciate it. We've got headlines coming up with Mike in a few minutes here. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go to Colorado, where two female corrections officers arrested after having sex at a 7-Eleven. Meanwhile, a guy named Ryan rents out some family's home while they're on vacation, saying it's a little slice of heaven. It's a really nice house. In San Jose, you can be the proud owner of a home destroyed by fire for $1 million. A bank robber tries to impress Taylor Swift in a bag of money over her fence, he chucks. And a monkey is left in a department store, and it is found mummified. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. We go to Marysville, Washington, where a man is facing charges for crimes other than theft. He broke into a home while the family was on vacation, and after he was done robbing it, he upped the ante and actually rented the home out. He faces charges of theft and signature by deception.
He did a lot more than that, man. He went in there. He figured out that they were gone for a long, long time, right?
All right.
So then he goes and he starts putting pictures of himself up and his life around the house. He takes all their family pictures down so that people believe that that's actually where he lives.
Right.
He starts putting in small things of his into the home. Oh, yeah, he went to pretty good lengths to pull that
off.
Yeah,
he thought about this for a while.
Yes, he did.
Around the world, we go to Argentina, where 8 police officers used mice as a scapegoat for half a ton of missing weed.
Well, that's who ate it.
When asked how,
of course.
When asked how 1,200 pounds of pot went missing from an impound warehouse, the officers claimed that the only answer could be that mice ate the weed.
That is the only answer, Mike.
The real question is, close the investigation. We have a lot of mice out there very stoned right now, and we need to find them.
They're moving very slowly.
Mm-hmm. Eating lots of cheese.
The room is moving. Wasn't good enough for management, and the 8 officers were fired.
That's reasonable. I think that we've learned what you should take everyone at their word.
Great. How'd you let mice eat all the weed? We were going to eat that weed. In other news, in Colorado, a pair of correctional officers were caught being a little disorderly. On their way to their shift, the ladies decided to pull into a well-lit 7-Eleven parking lot to do a little de-stressing before work. The pair were caught making out and groping each other in the car, and the police were called.
Why does it matter?
Why were the police called? And, yeah.
They were both hit with a misdemeanor and will appear in court soon.
I mean, like, you can't make out in a car if you're not naked, you know what I mean? Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Like,
what did they do wrong?
It sounds to me like just two women making out in a car. I'd watch. I mean, I'm not going to...
Yeah, I'm
not
going to call the cops.
You can go to the mall and see two people making out.
Yeah.
Granted, they're underage.
There's just gropage going on.
All right.
There's gropage. If you're looking for a home in San Jose, we may have just found the home for you. There's a home that's for sale in the area that was badly burned 2 years ago. The home is on a 5,800-square-foot lot, has a hole in the roof, no siding, and a leaning fence, and can be yours for the low, low price of $800,000.
Well, it's a teardown, obviously, at that point.
Right. Apparently, this is not the only time that this has happened.
No, it's the cost of living there.
Right.
Only if you're willing to spend that much.
Yeah.
You can get the cost down. Don't buy it.
They're saying that because it's close to the proposed Google Village.
Oh,
would you want to live near the Google Village?
Well, I personally if you're going to work there, I would assume
well,
so.
Okay, yeah, if you work there, sure.
You know, you're going to get there, you're going to tear down the house, put another one up, and then the price is just going to skyrocket in that area. More than it already is.
You could use Google to find a cheaper house.
That's right. Cankle reduction surgery isn't the only new trend in personal touch-ups.
Okay. You ready?
I'm ready.
Do it.
Turns out that designer nipples...
And he's gone.
They're all the rage right now.
Designer nipples.
Designer nipples.
What exactly?
What would you get? What kind of design would you get on your nipples? Rhinestones?
I'd get a lightning bolt shaped areola.
I've been walking the.
I told you, mine would look like a pair of number 2 pencils.
You get them really tight and small.
I'd get them really long.
You want like Farrah Fawcett nipples? I think I get giant salami.
Oh yeah.
You know, just go for broke.
And tell them the more texture, the more it looks like raisin skin, the better.
The more bumps.
Yeah.
then I want hair all the way out the outside. So it looks like
Betty Boop winking
at you. It looks like
you.
When somebody gets a Mini Cooper and puts eyelashes on the lights, you know?
More and more women are going in to get their nipples quote unquote filled, so they will always have that chilly see-through the shirt look.
Ooh, Phil. Oh.
They so don't ever ask so us you're to always look cold? You in the eye if you voluntarily
that's exactly what
do
they
it.
Want.
No, this is not good. What if you run?
Right?
All right.
That's it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for Bad Jokes, Ted versus the FCC. And we'll drink a toast again with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. Designer nipples. That's a thing. All right, bitches. We be all about this bitch, but we're back tomorrow. So until then, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.